Hello there everybody, welcome to my channel, it's JD here, and welcome to another episode of the Blah 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 Talk Show. First of all, I am so sorry that I haven't been updating in quite a while, 7 days, you know, an entire week. I apologize for that. During this week, I've been still getting feedbacks from you guys on multiple podcast that I uploaded, and I really appreciate your support. I've been really busy for the past week. I've been to debate tournaments and stuff. You know, life is crazy sometimes, and I just get really busy. So I'm so sorry. And now I'm back. So today, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about something a bit different. Some of you guys may know, some of you guys may not, but just today, for me today, like actually just tonight, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, came out with an immigration speech regarding the issue of the immigration system in America. Ever since Obama has been president, he's been getting his hands down and dirty on the immigration reform that he's trying to propose, and we know that he's already done a lot, but he's still trying to make more changes and make the system more equal, fair, and just. And he just came out today with a new speech. I haven't actually read the speech or heard the speech yet. I am looking at the script of the speech on the Washington Post right now. So I kind of just thought I'm going to be reading this out loud anyways, because, oh my god, it's a speech by the president. So why not make it into a podcast and share it with you guys? If you guys don't like my reading, if you guys want to hear the original, authoritative, very legalistic voice of the President of America, I'll leave the links down below. I'll also try to leave the script in the description of the podcast, so definitely go check out the description. I'm going to include this in a comment too, just to remind you guys that I'll leave a lot of important information in the description of the audio, and I hope you guys can make good use out of these information. So here we go, let's get into this speech by Obama. I haven't read it yet, so I guess we'll get surprised together. Alright. So I'm going to be speaking to the president now. My fellow Americans, tonight I'd like to talk with you about immigration. For more than 200 years, our tradition of welcoming immigrants from around the world has given us a tremendous advantage over other nations. It's kept us youthful, dynamic, and entrepreneurial. It has shaped our character as a people with limitless possibilities. People not trapped by our past, but able to remake ourselves as we choose. But today, our immigration system is broken, and everybody knows it. Families who enter our country the right way and play by the rules watch others flaunt the rules. Business owners who offer their wages benefits, see the competition exploit undocumented immigrants by paying them far less. All of us take offense to anyone who reaps the rewards of living in America without taking on the responsibilities of living in America. And undocumented immigrants who desperately want to embrace those responsibilities see little option but to remain in the shadows or risking their families being torn apart. It's been this way for decades, and for decades we haven't done much about it. When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system, and I began by doing what I could to secure our borders. Today, we have more agents and technology deployed to secure our southern border than at any time in our history. And over the past 6 years, illegal border crossings have been cut by more than half. Although this summer, there was a brief spike in unaccompanied children being apprehended at our border, the number of such children is actually lower than it's been in nearly 2 years. Overall, the number of people trying to cross our border illegally is at its lowest since the 1970s. Those are the facts. Meanwhile, I worked with Congress on a comprehensive fix. And last year, 68 Democrats, Republicans, and Independents came together to pass a bipartisan bill in the Senate. It wasn't perfect. It was a compromise. But it reflected common sense. It would have doubled the number of Border Patrol agents while giving undocumented immigrants a pathway to citizenship. If they paid a fine, started paying their taxes, and went to the back of the line. An independent expert said that it would help grow our economy and shrink our deficits. Had the House of Representatives allowed that kind of bill a simple yes or no vote, it would have passed with support from both parties. And today, it would be the law. But for a year and a half now, Republican leaders in the House have refused to allow that simple vote. Now, I continue to believe that the best way to solve this problem is by working together to pass that kind of common sense law. But until that happens, there are actions I have the legal authority to take as president. The same kinds of actions taken by Democratic and Republican presidents before me that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions. First, we'll build on our progress at the border with additional resources for our law enforcement personnel so that they can stem the flow of illegal crossings and speed the return of those who do cross over. Second, I'll make it easier and faster for high-skilled immigrants, graduates, and entrepreneurs to stay and contribute to our economy, as so many business leaders proposed. Third, we'll take steps to deal responsibly with the millions of undocumented immigrants who already had lived in our country. I want to say more about this third issue because it generates the most passion and controversy. Even as we're a nation of immigrants, we're also a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws, and I believe that they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. That's why, over the past 6 years, deportations of criminals are up 80%, and that's why we're going to keep focusing enforcement resources on actual threats to our security. Felons, not families. Criminals, not children. Gang members, not a mom who's working hard to provide her kids. We'll prioritize, just like law enforcement does every day. But even as we focus on deporting criminals, the fact is millions of immigrants in every state of every race and nationality still live here illegally. And let's be honest, tracking down, rounding up, and deporting millions of people isn't realistic. Anyone who suggests otherwise isn't being straight with you. It's also not who we are as Americans. After all, most of these immigrants have been here a long time. They work hard often in tough, low-paying jobs. They support their families. They worship at our churches. Many of the kids are American-born or spent most of their lives here, and their hopes, dreams, and patriotism are just like ours. As my predecessor, President Bush, once put it, they are a part of American life. Now here's the thing. We expect people who live in this country to play by the rules. We expect those who cut the line will not be unfairly rewarded. So we're going to offer the following deal. If you've been in America more than 5 years, if you have children who are American citizens or illegal residents, if your register pass a criminal background check, and you're willing to pay your fair share of taxes, you'll be able to apply to stay in this country temporarily without fear or deportation. You can come out of the shadows and get right with the law. That's what this deal is. Now, let's be clear about what it isn't. This deal does not apply to anyone who has come to this country recently. It does not apply to anyone who might come to America illegally in the future. It does not grant citizenship or the right to stay here permanently or offer the same benefits that citizens receive. Only Congress can do that. All we're saying is we're not going to deport you. I know some of the critics of the action call it amnesty. Well, it's the not. Amnesty is the immigration system we have today. Millions of people who live here without paying their taxes or playing by the rules, while politicians use this issue to scare people and whip up votes at election time. That's the real amnesty. Leaving this broken system the way it is, mass amnesty would be unfair. Mass deportation would be both impossible and contrary to our character. What I'm describing is accountability, a common sense middle ground approach. If you meet the criteria, you can come out of the shadows and get right with the law. If you're a criminal, you'll be deported. If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up. The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century. And to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better or question the wisdom of me acting where a Congress has failed, I have one answer: pass a bill. I want to work with both parties to pass a more permanent legislative solution, and the day I sign the bill into law, the actions I take will no longer be necessary. Meanwhile, Don't let a disagreement over a single issue be a deal breaker on every issue. That's not how our democracy works, and Congress shouldn't shut down our government again just because we disagree on this. Americans are tired of gridlock. What our country needs right now is a common purpose, a higher purpose. Most Americans support the types of reforms I've talked about tonight, but I understand with the disagreement held by many of you at home. Millions of us, myself included, go back generations in this country with ancestors who put in this painstaking work to become citizens. So we don't like the notion anyone might get a free pass to American citizenship. I know some worry immigration will change the very fabric of who we are, or take our jobs, or stick it to middle-class families at a time they already feel they've gotten a raw deal for over a decade. I hear those concerns, but that's not what these steps would do. Our history and the facts show that immigrants are a net plus for our economy and our society. And I believe it's important that all of us have this debate without impugning each other's character. Because for all the back and forth in Washington, we have to remember that this debate is about something bigger. It's about who we are, a country, and who we want to be for future generations. Are we a nation that tolerates the hypocrisy of a system where workers who pick our fruit and make our beds never have a chance to get right with the law? Or are we a nation that gives them a chance to make amends, take responsibility, and give their kids a better future? Are we a nation that accepts the cruelty of ripping children from their parents' arms? Or are we a nation that values families and works together to keep them together? Are we a nation that educates the world's best and brightest in our universities only to send them home to create businesses in countries that compete against us? Or are we a nation that encourages them to stay and create jobs here, create businesses here, create industries here, right here in America? That's what this debate is all about. We need more than politics, as usual, when it comes to immigration. We need reasoned, thoughtful, compassionate debate that focuses on our hopes, not our fears. I know the politics of this issue are tough, but let me tell you why I have come to feel so strongly about it. Over the past years, I've seen the determination of immigrant fathers who worked two or three jobs without taking a dime from the government, and at risk any moment of losing it all just to build a better life for their kids. I've seen the heartbreak and anxiety of children whose mothers might be taken away from them just because they didn't have the right papers. I've seen the courage of students who, except for the circumstance of their birth, are as American as Malia or Sasha. Students who bravely come out as undocumented in hopes they could make a difference in the country they love. These people, our neighbors, our classmates, our friends, they did not come in here in search of a free ride or an easy life. They came to work and study and serve in our military, and above all, contribute to American success. Now, tomorrow I'll travel to Las Vegas and meet with some of these students, including a young woman named Astrid Silva. Astrid was brought to America when she was 4 years old. Her only possessions were a cross, her doll, and the frilly dress she had on. When she started school, she didn't speak any English. She caught up to other kids by reading newspapers and watching PBS. And then she became a good student. Her father worked in landscaping. Her mom cleaned other people's homes. They wouldn't let Astrid apply to a technology magnet school, not because they didn't love her, but because they were afraid the paperwork would out her as an undocumented immigrant. So she applied behind their back and got in. Still, she mostly lived in the shadows until her grandmother, who visited every year from Mexico, passed away, and she couldn't travel to the funeral without risk of being found out and deported. It was around that time she decided to begin advocating for herself and others like her, and today Astrid Silva, a college student working on her third degree. Are we a nation that kicks out a striving, hopeful immigrant like Astrid? Or are we a nation that finds a way to welcome her in? Scripture tells us, we shall not oppress a stranger, for we know the heart of a stranger. We are strangers once. 2. My fellow Americans, we are and always will be a nation of immigrants. We were strangers once too, and whether our forebears were strangers who crossed the Atlantic or the Pacific or the Rio Grande, we're here only because this country welcomed them in and taught them that to be an American is about something more than what we look like or what our last names are or how we worship. What makes us Americans is our shared commitment to an ideal, that all of us are created equal and all of us have the chance to make of our lives that what we will. That's the country our parents and grandparents and generations before them built for us. That's the tradition we must uphold. That's the legacy we must leave for those who are yet to come. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless this country we love. All right, so that was the speech that Obama gave today regarding the issue of immigration, and he talked about a lot of very important issues. I really respect what he's doing right here, and I think this is an amazing speech. I really kind of like learned a lot from the style, and you know, just to share this with you guys, the whole immigration and illegal undocumented immigrant issue in America is obviously really big, and I think it's good that the government, or starting from the president, affecting the Congress, is actually taking action on this and trying to solve this everlasting problem, and I think that's a very good thing. Alright, so that was this really, really good and promising speech. I will leave the link to the speech from the Washington Post in the down bar below, in the description below, and I believe that you can find the actual speech, like the video to it, on the internet, because the internet has everything. So, yeah, if you're interested, you can go ahead and listen to that. I think Obama has a really nice speaking style. It might be helpful for you guys to listen to him. His speeches are generally really hard to understand because he speaks really slowly and clearly. So for those of you guys who are kind of trying to practice your English, definitely go for it. It's like good listening material. All right, so that was this episode's Blah 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 Talk Show. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time. Bye!